thing we wanted to do was to make a record.
We make more money out of writing songs than we do out of appearing and running around waving them.
I just want to be able to do what I want to do. And so, you know, at this moment, this is what I want to do. Right, I may change later, I may just get fed up and not want to do that, may want to do something else completely. But be nice to be able to do whatever I want to do.
I think it's just a good thing for us all. It's like if you work together for a long time, it's nice to go away from each other for a while, because then you can appreciate what it's like being together.
The only reason we won't be around is we'll be dead. But as Beatles, you know, we could be around still doing the same thing as we're doing now, only with it having developed a bit. But, you know, it'll be a bit embarrassing, you know, at 35.
I can see this year us all doing a separate album each, and by that time people will probably think there's no chance at all of there ever being Beatles again, and then suddenly there'll be Beatles again.
We're obviously not going to go around holding hands forever. We've got to split up or progress.
As you all know, we're all on our separate little journeys at this time in our lives, and I think it's a very good thing. I think it gives us all a chance to do things that we couldn't do before, of all doing our own records and getting rid of a lot of stuff that we all had in our heads that we couldn't get rid of because of working all the time as a group.
And I found out what to do, and it didn't really have to be with the Beatles. It could have been if they won it. But it got that I couldn't wait for them to make up their mind about peace or whatever, about committing themselves. It's the same as the songs. So I've gone ahead and I'd like them to come along.
I certainly don't want to see the end of the Beatles. And I know I'll do anything, whatever Paul, John, Ringo would like to do, you know, I'll do it.
I don't see how we can retire. You know, it's like Bridget Bardot and Greta Garbo and all. They try to retire. You can't.
And in London, Paul McCartney has filed in a British High Court for a legal and financial split from John Lennon, George Harrison and Richard Starkey and from their parent corporation, Apple Limited. McCartney is asking for a legal dissolvement of the Beatles, also demands that a receiver be appointed to deal with the Beatles' assets estimated at close to $100 million. Breakup has been unofficial.
And so it is 1970, and they are no more. The Beatles, as the Beatles, are wiped from the charts, but never from memory. Perhaps no other person or group of people has made so complete a mark on the culture, the habits, and the music of our day. When rock came of age, it was the Beatles who came of age. What happened in pop music happened to the Beatles, and what happened to them was reflected in the scene around us. So intricately are the two woven together that they cannot be separated. They were the ones. They reflected and enlarged it all. No one gave more. No one left more. In the galaxy of pop culture, they are no more.
They were just like four boys. I really like them. They were good. They're real great guys. It didn't really hit me. And then you see them standing there singing, and I don't know what they do. They just change you. They're not what they used to be. They're just so much better. Guys, you see them on stage, and they're like a myth for you. It's what they seem like. Every little movement's for you and no one else. It seems so personal, but yeah, it's just for everybody.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
I just think that the most wonderful person I've ever met my whole life. I just love him.
Now it's time to say good night. Good night. Sleep tight. Now the sun turns out. Sweet dreams for me.
The Story of the Beatles, a presentation of Chum Toronto. Written and researched by Bill McDonald and Larry Solway. Produced by Doug Thompson and Warren Cosford. And recorded in the studios of Chum Toronto. This is Chuck Riley.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition.